So last year was probably the busiest year we've had at the quarry since we bought the Vulcan side of it, which was back in 2013. A lot of that due to the construction out on I-94 and other infrastructure projects in the near area. And even with that being the busiest year, it's still probably half to 60% of what it was back in the 90s and early 2000s when the economy was really going gangbusters. So it just shows you how those operations differ than they did even 15, 20 years ago. This year so far, we've been pretty fortunate to still be pretty busy. Infrastructure and manufacturing has been considered an essential business during the Safer at Home order, so we were pretty busy still supplying materials to some of those jobs. I think one of the main ones is the I-94 work happening right by Ryan Road in that vicinity too, and I think those projects are getting close to being done. So what the rest of the year is going to bring going into next year, just like the city, we're all waiting to see how the economy bounces back, but we're hopeful that things keep moving along for us. So with that, I don't know if there's any specific questions that anybody has that you'd like me.
Questions? Alderman Dandre.
Hey, Clint, going through the report,
it looked like there has been some slight improvement from the 18 report to the late 19-2000 report. So have you been getting some positive feedback, especially on the blasting scenario that the council has heard a lot of complaints on?
I would say probably positive feedback on that, probably not.
Okay.
Just because if you notice and go even through some of the StampTech records, you'll see that when we blast in certain areas of quarries, we get more complaints than we have in the past. And I think if you look at some of those areas, we haven't blasted much in those areas in the last 3 or 4 years. And then we have, a couple times, and when we have blasted, those seem to correlate to the complaints. Because if you look at the areas where we do quite a bit of blasting, the majority of our blasting, mm-hmm. that's not where our complaints are coming
from. The east
from.
Side, you've been doing yeah. a lot more.
And even
blasting.
Those readings in that area are higher than the readings that we get on the south end.
Correct. Hey, you have only a few blasts on the south end, but you get the primary focus of calls come
right.
from that area.
And sometimes even for blasts that are happening all the way on the north end. So, but that being said, we still take all those complaints seriously, and we do
sure.
monitor our blasting program because, our goal is to try to minimize the impact from blasting because that's the number one thing in close proximity that the quarry can see. So. And I think if you were to talk to representatives of the state that monitor the blasting mm-hmm. that, and showed them the levels that we're blasting, they would tell you we're being very, very conservative with the levels we're blasting at.
What's your forecast? How many years left do you have in this site? Another 25-plus years?
Well past that. The site will be here for quite a while. So if I had okay. to guess, 50-plus.
50-plus years?
Yeah. So part of, obviously, that's market-driven.
Sure.
So.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Weininger, looking at data, and this is not plan commission business, this is quarry monitoring business, so I'm kind of getting a feel of what is our responsibility here. But I look at where you're blasting in 2019, I look at the monitoring, and then I look at where the complaints are coming. And it's not making a lot of sense to me. And it's not making a lot of sense to me where the monitors are. Well, the monitors make sense to me, but if we wanted to track complaints and validity of complaints, I'm not sure I'd put the monitors where the monitors are. Do you have an opinion on that, or do you want to offer an opinion on that?
I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to, Mayor, but we actually have, if you could point out exactly, but we have four monitors out there.
Got a monitor here. I'm sorry you can't see this on the computer. You got
yep.
a monitor here and here and here and here and here, right? These are all monitors.
Yeah, so that second one down isn't active. That got moved further north once we bought that property there. So that one's not there.
Well, okay, but for discussion
so we have three along 51st.
And then you got two here.
And then we
but here's all your complaint. Here's the vast majority of your complaints. There was a couple over here. But to me, if you wanted to find help these people out, you'd move a couple of monitors up in here someplace. Or move these down this way. But
yes.
How is it that the nature of the complaints is coming here more than here? And if you look at the blast relationship, you know, that blast gets a complaint over here.
18.
And this blast gets a complaint over here. There's not a lot of rhyme or reason to it.
Yeah, and sometimes it's so in this particular, I think we blasted 95% of our blasts 19. Were up in that northeast corner,
up in
that
area.
And by state law, we have to place the seismographs by the closest inhabited residents or structures. So having those monitors set up that way covers that requirement. By the law, so that's why we have those set up that way. And then also the one at Allwood is the closest proximity
right
down
here.
There too as well.
Yeah.
So we do offer, if neighbors are interested, we can put portable seismographs up in their yards upon request too. So we have made that offer. As far as somebody like to the far west, you know, part of it could be, you know, they are not home when we normally blast. Maybe they were home that day. It could be air blasts that they're actually feeling, not ground vibration. Because when you blast, it just moves that air in front of it, which causes air pressure change, and that's what we call air blast. So it could be that. It could be, you don't know, there might be more people at home now. I can tell you, though, talking to VibroTech, who actually owns and takes care of all our seismographs, that over the last 2 months, you know, they operate quite a bit across the country, that they've noticed a lot of their clients have said that there's been an increase in complaints just because there's more people at home than there normally has been. So sometimes it's a lifestyle change where people haven't been home, all of a sudden they are home. So, but those are all things that we try to look at. But when we're getting seismographs on the Allwood that don't even register, and you're getting a point, putting another seismograph there is not going to help because it didn't even register.
Right.
And if you look through Stantec's report, they verified a lot of that as well. And they actually went through, and the Quarry Monitoring Committee had two additional seismographs put up in addition to ours, and they're in close proximity, so you can actually see and correlate those two. And every time they come back with the results, a big majority of the time, the seismographs we're using are actually picking up higher readings than the quarry monitoring seismographs are.
Regulo, so. Can you go back one slide?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I want last year's blasts, not 2018's blasts.
This is 18.
Then 19's blast. I thought that was 19's. Okay, so you're actually blasting more here and less here.
Right. There, I think we only had one blast.
Is the nature of these blasts that they're less deep?
Some of those on the far top or north end are at a higher bench in elevation, and then the ones in the middle are at a lower elevation in the quarry. That is could be part of it. But part of it, the readings up there, too, if you look at historically, the results are actually higher than what we get on the south end. So it still comes down to the actual vibration that's in the ground and how much of that you're producing in addition to the air blast. So
let's talk about the findings of the survey. I didn't get a chance to read that document. What did the physical survey show in terms of boundary limits? Extraction limits here and here. Regulo?
Yes. I got a survey here.
We don't need to see it. Just tell us.
Well, the survey was for the south and east boundary. of the extraction areas?
Yep, right here and here.
So basically, you can see in the survey, the monuments that they set, and it's aligned with the extraction area of the PDD.
Are they within the limits of the PDD?
Yes, but they were not able to place monuments close to the edge of the cliff for safety reasons.
But the extraction limit is correct?
Yes, according to the survey, yes.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions for the operator? Questions from the phones?
Yes.
Commissioner Hogan.
Just a quick question. I can't remember. Our residents alerted or given when the blasts are going to happen. I can't remember if that. Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, so prior to June of last year, there was no notification given to anybody as far as on a daily basis. So as part of working with the Quarry Monitoring Committee and some of the feedback we got from neighbors, they said it would be nice. To know. I was trying to be nice, Mr. Mayor, and not throw you under the bus. So, but that was, you know, it was brought up that, hey, it would be nice to know if we knew the day that the blasts were happening. So we implemented the pre-blast notification process. So we sent letters out to neighbors. I think it was within 1,000 feet of the PDD, and then also made it open to, hey, whoever else has interest that we're willing to sign up. And I think we have, I think it's around 40 neighbors right now that we send that to. So, and it's either by text or email. And it just says there'll be
so it's only by request from the constituents that they want to have it scheduled of these blasting. It's not like a notice sent out to everybody. We're going to have four blasts this time.
Right. It gets very hard because there's so many factors that go into trying to plan a schedule ahead of time, whether that's production, it could be weather, it could be mechanical breakdowns, or even customer demands. So we thought the best way of doing it would be notifying people the day of that there was going to be blasting that day, and that is by request, because we need people's emails and their cell phone numbers to be able to send those notifications out. So if anybody is interested, we will gladly add them to that notification process.
Now, just, I'm not trying to start anything or whatever, but have you noticed that the requests are mostly from the south end? More so from the east?
I probably, if I had to look at it, I would agree with that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Any others on the phone?
Mr. Mayor?
Whoever that is, please.
That is Alderman.
Yes, please, Alderman Wilson. Without objection from the commission.
You know, I'd like to recognize that there are some very good things that have happened. The notification has certainly been helpful. We did have a survey, and that's been a long time. The committee has not had a chance to look at that yet. So that's been requested by residents for quite some time. They've done a great job on the cleanup. It seems to be much better, washing trucks and different things. We had a lot of complaints on that. The one thing that just can't seem to be solved is the blasting level. And obviously they have a set standard in the PDD and a set standard by the state. But as they move closer to the homes, the standard doesn't seem to be acceptable to the residents that are there. I don't know if there's any resolution to that, but we've asked them if they've done what they can so far as staying in, you know, as low as they can. I don't know if they could go any lower than that and still have the production that they need, but there certainly is still that minor discrepancy that we haven't been able to solve. The other comment I have is the reclamation plan. We worked on that, Clint worked on that with us for quite some time. And that has been done and ready to be presented to the Planning Commission and approved by the Council of the Planning Commission for quite some time. And I was wondering if, I didn't get through the entire biennial report, but if Clint, if you had addressed the reclamation plan and its status in your biennial report.
So we submitted that, it's been quite a few years ago now, right, to the Quarry Monitoring Committee, and worked with the Quarry Monitoring Committee and Alderman Wilhelm and Planner Dito at the time to work through that, and I think we got it to a place that was good place, met all the requirements of the city's zoning reclamation ordinance. And you know, what was required in the PDD. So I think that is at a place that at the Plan Commission's discretion, we can come bring that up when it's convenient for you to review for final approval.
Well, given
that we finish that, do you think that you want to go back to the committee with that? It's been a couple of years since we looked at it. Maybe one more of us do want to report forward, or do you think it's okay?
I think we should give it one last review to make sure all the edits were final and then before we move that on. So I think that would be appropriate.
Just make it almost that. We won't give it on this time because it's the 28th, but not time. That's all I have. Thank you very much.
Alderman Wilhelm, as you know, we just hired the new planning manager. So I would ask that you not be in a rush with that.
That's really for us. It's at the Plan Commission's discretion.
Well, it's, so. It's not anything that they really have to do anything. All of that has already been done. So there's no involvement need for that. And in fact, if we put some point in the committee, we can refresh where we're at. Don't know enough about it. The committee is pretty familiar with it. And I think what we're both agreeing on is ready to be looked at by the Planning Commission and has been directed by the council for, I think it's 2 years ago when that motion was made. So
I'm not objecting to it. I'm just. As you heard when you talked to them Tuesday night, he likes to read stuff. And well, if we put it in front of him, he's going to read it. But I'm not sure that would be the highest priority of read I'd put in front of him. But it's okay. I don't object to it. I'm just saying if we don't have to, let's not. So, okay. So that's fine.
I think it's important because of the standards that the DNR requires you to have one in place. I think we should go ahead and,
it's fine.
Comply with it and get it out of the table.
I tell you all the time, Kristen, when you get an order, take it. Okay. Anything else from the commission? Is there a motion to receive and place on file? This does not need to be referred to the quarry monitoring. They get it on the on their.
No, necessarily.
Okay. Is there a motion to receive and place on file? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's unanimous, including the dogs.